Well, this was actually a show that was created many years ago for, I think, for Fernbank. But it was originally produced as a sort of introduction to animals of the rainforest. And then we adapted it and expanded it and have done it several times before. Of course, John Ludwig is our artistic director at the center. And of course, he always brings something new and wonderful every time he does a piece, even if he's bringing a piece back. So this piece, of course, is sparkling and wonderful and is a wonderful piece for, especially for little ones, because it's not too heavy on the text and the dialogue, but it's wonderful visually.
What kind of music does it have?
Oh, it has wonderful original music and lots of comedy in it, some tragedy in it, but lots of comedy, lots of funny things. There's this giant magnifying glass that sort of comes in at various times and will enlarge ants and little creatures, and you can see them up close.
I would think the puppets would have to have been created specifically for this show. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which comes first, the puppets or the story?
The story comes first. John Ludwig, or whoever we're having to create a piece, usually it's John Ludwig, will come up with an idea, and then he'll write a text or write a summary of the piece, and then he'll work on a script, and then we, of course, add the puppets and the music. We usually work with composers on our pieces. We don't usually use canned music. We usually use pieces composed specifically for us. So we use a lot of local composers. We have our own staff of puppet makers. So we have these wonderful puppet makers who do nothing all year long except make puppets for productions we're going to be doing, or they rework puppets from productions we may have done in the past if we want to bring back. We have a whole warehouse of shows that we liked enough to want to do again. So basically, that's how it's put together. It takes months and months and months to put all of it together, but basically we come up with new ideas all the time. Our new idea for this year, by the way, this summer, is going to be a wonderful adaptation of a very popular book, Click Clack Moo. And a lot of people know it out there. It's a wonderful piece. And our staff is already working on it. They're working with prototypes right now. I was just in the puppet shop yesterday, and they were working on these mock-up puppet prototypes to sort of get an idea of how they want to actually do the story.
Well, an adult program opening March 20th has a very serious theme. You are tackling something that so many people have to face. This was actually a collaborative effort.
Yes, this is a very special work. A lot of people don't know that the center has not only our performances for young people and families, but we have a whole series for teens and adults. As a matter of fact, we just closed The Story of Anne Frank, which is, of course, another very serious subject matter. And this next piece is very, very, very special. It's called Degeneration and Exaltation of Larks. And it's a magnificent piece that was developed by the Sandglass Theater of Putney, Vermont. Now, the center has artists coming from all over the world, literally, to perform at the center. So we not only have our own company, but we have performances from all over the world. And the Sandglass Puppet Theater is a very well-known theater. They've won many awards for their work. And they did this incredible collaboration with patients who have dementia. They worked with patients in an actual hospital, and they created this incredible piece. I'll read you a little bit of what it says about it. This piece reflects the stigma and acceptance, as well as the despair and joy that is equally present and possible in both the person with dementia and in their caregivers and family members. I've seen it. It's actually very uplifting. It isn't just a heavy piece about having this disease, but there are wonderful light moments in it. It's a piece that is touring all over the country right now. It's received a lot of rave reviews wherever it's been. it's subsidized and it's being sent out as a wonderful piece to not only know more about dementia, but celebrate the joy that goes along with the caregivers and the patients themselves.
Who is your target audience for this?
Well, you know, if you think about it, I think every family is touched with dementia at some point. Then we have a generation now, of course, of baby boomers that are retiring and getting older, and many of them are being touched with it, or family members have been touched with it. I think it's really something that is quite universal and will strike a chord in so many people, either as caregivers or people who have friends or family members who have dementia, or people facing older age and wanting to deal with the possibility of dementia. And the puppets are incredibly beautiful. They are were created to reflect the actual patients that actually worked on this script with the artists. So actually you're seeing real people who were patients at the time and worked on this show. And the show is that the dialogue from the show is actually dialogue that the patients themselves developed. The dialogue is things that the patients were thinking and things that they were doing. And so it's an amazing piece that shows several people with dementia and not only what they go through, but how they express themselves and how they go through their lives on a daily basis. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us not only to learn, but to have a real incredible experience.
It's really extraordinary approach to addressing the condition and perhaps feeling uplifted from the creation of it.
The great thing about this is in the title there is the word exaltation, and there is at the end of the piece especially a tremendous sense of exaltation that the audience takes with them. So there's an uplifting message that they carry with them on home.
Mintz Anthony, thank you very much.
Thank you.